Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
Always.
Thank you. Do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
Favorable.
Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
I'm sorry, who?
Keith Gross.
Keith Gross?
Keith Gross, yes.
No.
Or Gross, okay. Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Neutral.
Thank you. If the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support Scott.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Yes.
Approve or disapprove?
I'm sorry, approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Now, does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
It has no effect on my vote. It wasn't his fault.
Okay, thank you.
It hasn't. I mean, I don't know where what you can write down, but the fact that the Republicans, it was Donald Trump's fault. It was not Rick Scott's fault.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Well, I'm sure that it got recorded, so there you go. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again. If the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
And once more, do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
If it's between those two candidates, I would strongly support Scott.
Okay. Thank you. And just for demographic purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian? Black or African American?
White.
Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
There is nothing else. I'm a female.
Thank you. And that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.